French. David French is not running for president of the United States. We got word yesterday. And I think he read my article. I do. I think he read my article. We did a great bit. We did like two bits on Mr. French. I think 2 weeks ago we did one. And then we did one. When was it? I think Thursday. And it was good. It really was. I mean, it was blistering. It was just blistering. And I think he read it. I do. I think he read it. And the funny thing is, I saw online yesterday, because it started getting buzz yesterday when I was in my my 20-hour. Actually, yesterday was, I think, 9 hours. Yesterday was the 9 hour. And when I was in my 9 hour lonely man imitation, drinking coffee and reading stories, when I was doing that, I seen all the tweets and all the headlines that said David French has decided he's not going to throw his hat in the ring. And I seen people say, oh, this must have been just Bill Kristol trolling Trump and Trump's supporters. He had no intentions of running David French. And I sat there and I said, well, I said in my story that I know Kristol read and I know French read, this was a work. It was a wrestling work. There was no way this was real. It was a work. It was a giant work. It was a fugazi. That's what it was, because there was no way it could have been real. There was no way that this was the person with name recognition. There was no way this is the person that had the money. There was no way. It was a work. I said it before people said it yesterday, that it was a work. I said it. I beat everybody to it. There was no way that this David French thing was real. It wasn't. There's no way it was real. It was too ridiculous. It was literally too ridiculous to be real. 100%. It's too ridiculous to be real. And anybody that believed that it was legit is just ignorant and maybe, you know what, maybe that's too strong. Gullible. How's that? Gullible. Completely gullible. That's all. Completely gullible. So that was the big story, or I guess mildly big story. And then the other story, which I find, and again, let me explain this to you. It's a work. Let me explain this to you. It's a work. This is a huge work. It's a huge work. Joe Scarborough unleashing this tirade against Donald Trump. I know, if you haven't been following, you're going, I don't get it. I thought they were best friends, and you had all this after broadcast or I guess commercial. Broadcast. So when their show was on a commercial, you had all this microphone talk of, are the questions too hard? I'm going to give you this from Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski. Exactly. You knew this was coming. You knew it was coming because it destroyed Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski's credibility. And, well, whatever credibility they ever had, but it destroyed it. Remember, there was talk that Scarborough would be Trump's VP. Remember that? Remember that? And then you had the incident where Scarborough and Brzezinski did a town hall style interview with Trump. And when they took commercial breaks, they were on a hot mic. And somebody at MSNBC leaked it to BuzzFeed or one of those shows, and it made its round on all the TV shows, and it made its rounds on all the talk shows as it pertains to the radio. I mean, Glenn Beck played the audio clips over and over and over again and just lit Scarborough up, lit him up. Levin did it. Everyone did it. Even Limbaugh did it. So instantly, Scarborough and Brzezinski were the laughing stock. And then there were reports that they were hanging out with Trump in his hotel at Mar-a-Lago on one of the nights that that Trump won one of the primaries. They were drinking champagne. That's legit. That's legit. I got pictures of all of them together from a friend that's out in Florida that hangs at Mar-a-Lago. So that's legit. This was all legit. So with the entire media world raining a world of crap on Scarborough and Brzezinski that we know about, you got to assume there was executive crap coming at them. You got to imagine the Andy Lax and the other people at MSNBC called them into the office and said, listen, we know your friends, we know your buddies, but you got busted. We were cool with it because there was never proof. There was never proof. No one could ever call you out on it, but now they can. You have all this audio that's everywhere. There's all these reports of you guys hanging out in his suite, drinking champagne, celebrating. We can't do this. We can't do this. You guys are going to be fired. And as tough talking as Scarborough and Brzezinski are, they don't want to lose their job. All these people talk tough, but they don't want to lose their job. All right? They don't want to become Glenn Beck. They don't want to become a host of a hit conservative show on the most watched cable news network on TV, make I don't even know how many millions of dollars, and then leave and you're worth less than half of what you were worth when you had a hit show on Fox. Now, yes, MSNBC is not Fox, but where the hell is Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski going to go? Where the hell are they going? Where are they going? So with all that being said, they had to now create distance. So as soon as all of that controversy happened, you slowly started hearing Scarborough do his little rants in the morning, his little morning Joe. Ah, Donald Trump is this, and he's wrong on this, and he's this. And, blah, 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 blah. And then you saw Trump. Oh, I don't watch them. They have bad ratings. They're a work. It's a work. They're all doing this to separate themselves. Trump's doing it as a favor because he likes Joe and Mika. And he's like, okay, I'll help you out. Don't worry about it. I'll give you cover. You're my friends. You were there in the beginning. And I'm going to give you cover. So Scarborough's out there. Scarborough said, the Republican Party should be ashamed for endorsing a racist man. That's what he said. And Scarborough went on to say, these Republicans this week were so shocked and stunned and deeply saddened and offended by this clear act of racism. Had all the evidence in the world before that he had done things that, again, stopped from endorsing him. How do you endorse Paul Ryan, a man that supports the banning of 1.4 million Muslims from ever entering the United States of America? You make him back down, actually. Scarborough then said that he had tried to convince Trump to rethink some of his ideas, but to no avail. Scarborough said, that's what I was hoping, that perhaps we could put pressure on him to back down and change his policies. And this is what Scarborough said to guess who? Al Sharpton. Scarborough has Al Sharpton. There's no one bigger in politics that's a racist than Al Sharpton. I mean, Al Sharpton is a capital R. Like a capital R. Like, you can't get more racist than Al Sharpton. I mean, the guy created, literally, the guy created a riot in New York City by creating a hoax with a girl named Tawana Brawley, where he said white police officers beat her up, raped her, smeared feces all over her face, her body. I mean, this was a huge story. Sharpton eventually got sued. He got sued for being part of this hoax. I mean, this guy's been responsible for riots, for shop owners having their businesses burned down. He called the sitting mayors racial epithet. I mean, the guy is a horrible human being. And here he is on Morning Joe, basically being the person. It's like Joe Scarborough is doing this apology tour with everybody. Everybody that gave him heat for supporting Trump and him and Mika doing the whole, these questions weren't too hard. It's like all these people ganged up on him. All these people behind the scenes are like, you guys suck. You guys owe us. So here's Scarborough with Al Sharpton going, Al, we were hoping that we could put pressure on him to back down and change his policy. Seriously? That's what Joe Scarborough was hoping for? To put pressure on Donald Trump? Him and me, like, who the hell are they? Seriously, that's their rationale. Who the hell are they? Who the hell are they? He's a failed congressman and a failed talk show host, and her claim to fame is her dad. Like, who are they? Who the hell are they? You can't get no bigger than a cuckservative than Joe Scarborough. He's the biggest cuck in the world. Who the hell are they? That was their whole strategy. This whole alliance they had with Trump, their whole strategy was to put pressure on him. Put pressure on him. What are you kidding me? That's what I was hoping, Al, that perhaps we could put pressure on him and he would back down and change that policy. Instead, Al, he's doubled down. And now it's people that may have, what is it, 1/16 Mexican blood. If you've got 1/16 Mexican blood, then maybe you can't be a judge. 1/16 of Muslim blood. I mean, it's unbelievable. He's getting worse, not better. Again, you have these individuals. You have these individuals completely ignoring the judge's history. And how does Scarborough say 1/16th? Was, again, this judge created in the heavens from a baby stork? If his mom and dad, okay, were illegals, all right? I got to imagine his mom and dad came here illegally. I can't imagine they got paperwork and came here legally. They waited in line, but I don't want to get heat for jumping to conclusions. So let's say they came here legally. Aren't they full-blooded Mexican? Aren't they? Where's the 1/16th? I don't get the 1/16th. 1/16th. What do you mean 1/16th? I don't get that. Where's the 1/16th? I don't get that. 1/16th. It's insane. Both his parents are... Oh God, I'm not going to go do the spiel again. I'm just annoyed. I'm just annoyed. Okay? I'm annoyed. Once again, Scarborough... who's a cuck, Mika Brzezinski, are ignoring the history of this judge. I'm not going to go through the history of this judge because we did it in the past segment. I'm not doing it again. But Scarborough is doing a work, okay? He's doing this because he has to, plain and simple. The Rob Zicari Show. We're out of here, guys. You've been great. You've been the best, as always. We have the best audience in all of the radio world. Literally, the best audience in all of the radio world. We'll see you guys tomorrow. You guys are the best. We will see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Don't forget, you can go to the RobZicariShow.com. You can download past episodes. You could go to iTunes. You could go to Spreaker. You could go to TuneIn. We're everywhere. We are everywhere. Okay? We are everywhere. Read the blogs. Get informed. And we'll, I don't know, see you tomorrow. Okay, it's Rob Zicari Show. Talk to you guys later.